In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with the light of the divine will, and this is part two. And we are on June 16th, volume 29, June 16th, 1931. And Louisa begins, I abandoned all of myself in the supreme fiat. So we learn that the first place that God is calling us to is his supreme fiat, this great gift of the divine will. And what the saints have taught us is how to do the will of God. And what Jesus has taught Louisa is how to live in the will of God. So we begin to echo what Louisa says. So we want to also abandon all of myself in the supreme fiat. This is the first thing we want to do. Like when we do our prevening act in the morning, we try to make sure that everything that we think, say, and do is done one with Jesus, one with Mary, through little Louisa. So we abandoned all of ourselves to the divine fiat, the supreme will of God, and my poor mind wandered within it. And this is the joy of the divine will. This bivocation that Jesus gives to as a gift to the little children, the holy divine will, is to let him take us where he wants to take us. It's total surrender, total docility. And she says, my poor mind, my little mind, I like to say my pea brain. God is so magnificent. And what he wants is he wants us to, enter into, this image and likeness of God, wandering within it. And she says, I remained as though enraptured and seeing before me the divine being and an interminable light and disposed as many innumerable rays, these divine light, this life, this love coming out from the center of God. We enter into this light, this fire that's coming is light. This fire, this purification is the love of God coming upon the earth, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, the sacred heart of Jesus, the immaculate heart of Mary, that they breathed into Louisa. Louisa is the firstborn. And this is what, again, when we read what Jesus says, we echo what Archbishop Piccieri said at the closing of the cause of Louisa, this investigation that went on for 11 years. So there's 9 years. It's to enter into what he has said. And he says that we believe Louisa should be canonized. And then they presented it to the Vatican. Father Bucci was the one that was working on that cause at the time. And he says, once you get to know Louisa, everything changes for you. Your whole understanding of what God has given to the world becomes magnified. So when we look at the lives of the saints, when we look at the ecstasy of St. Teresa or the ecstasy of St. Catherine of Siena, we begin to understand that this falling in love with God goes beyond what the saints experienced on earth. It's to begin to experience the ecstasy of heaven on earth. And this is why she says, I remained enraptured in seeing before me the divine being, seeing the triune God in this interminable light disposed as many innumerable rays coming out from, if you want to say, the heart of Jesus, from the center of it. And since God is God, and we are dust, we are little, we are insignificant, we're hidden. We also become enraptured and astonished. We become every day when the Lord teaches us, there's something new and more beautiful that the saints wanted to know. And the reason they didn't learn it was it wasn't time, because they did not have Louisa. As Father Bucci said, the time for St. Francis was for his time. The time for St. Catherine was for her time. The time for Louisa is our time. And so what God is doing is he's giving more, because that's our God. He's gratuitous. He's constantly giving. And he says to Louisa, take as much of this as you possibly can. And she, as a little child, would say, I'm gathering up these pearls, this treasure, this gold, and it's falling out of my arms. And he says, go, come back for more. Get as much as you want, as much as you can take. Jesus knows our limitations, and he wants us to share in his divinity. So this enrapturing that Louisa goes through, this light that she's talking about, these rays that are coming from the center of God, is God. And he is asking us to participate in this. Like he says to Louisa, the divine will is this infinite ocean of love. And he says, dive into this infinite ocean and never leave. I want you to always participate, one with God. And this is infinite. And we just get a glimpse of this now, because Jesus says, when I find the souls who are focusing on this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, this great gift of the divine will, he says, once I have found the souls who, this is what they desire, as she says right in the beginning, I abandon all of myself to enter into the supreme fiat. He says, I'm going to give it to the world. So this great event hasn't happened yet. This great event that everyone will participate in this fully, not just this is like scratching the surface of this great gift of the divine will. It's a sliver of this giant oak tree, if you want to say, of this gift of the divine will. And each and every one of us get a grasp of this. We get a piece of the puzzle, if you want to say, of this magnificent and amazing God. It's to participate in, within, through, and for God, as God is participating in, within, through, and for us. It's this mutual possession. See, the saints, Jesus tells Louisa, the saints were to know, love, and serve God. We, the little children, hold the divine will. He says, I want more than that for you. Why? Because it's the culmination. It's everything that God gave to Adam is now he wants to give to us. So it's to know, love, and possess God. That's why this first bread, the bread of the divine will, is the perpetual, perennial communion with God, never ending. And that's why Jesus said to Louisa, when the divine will reigns, watch the power of the Holy Eucharist that's going to happen in souls. So here Louise is teaching us to abandon ourselves, to wander within this gift. And when you're in that, you're going to be enraptured. You're going to enter into this light, these rays, this fire, this life of God that God breathed into Adam. Remember when what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. What we have known with the saints is to do the will of God. Obedient to the will of God, basically to serve God. Now God is saying, I want you to enter into this so that you could possess God as Adam did, as Our Lady did. What does she say? She says, my soul magnifies God, magnifies the Lord. It's taking a magnifying glass and looking at it's becoming more clear, more understandable. This is what God wants for us. What we say on August 15th is where Our Lady has gone, we hope to follow. We hope to also enter into this kingdom as she did. She's the mother and queen, and we are her children. You know, she wants to clothe us in divinity. That's why we wear the scapular. That's why we pray the rosary. So our memory becomes aware of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the life of Mary. So Okay, this is what happens. She says very, very clearly, these rays are very often intertwined with little lights that were bound to the interminable rays and the adorable majesty of God. And that seemed to be a birth from that same light and nourish themselves with that same light to be formed as life of light and grow as God wanted them. See, this goes be, see, the saints taught us how to be good, holy, and saintly. Now Jesus is teaching us through Louisa how to share in divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass. He puts the drop of water into the chalice and he says, may we share in the divinity of Christ. What does that mean? This is what it means. These rays that God are giving to us are intertwined with the little lights. That's us, that we're bound to this inimitable rays, the adorable majesty of God. And that seemed to be a birth. See, this is why Jesus calls Louisa the newborn. From that same light and nourish themselves with that same light, the light of God, to be formed as life of light and grow as God wanted them. A good friend of mine who's a priest who's got doctorates in philosophy said to me, when I showed him the Book of Heaven for the, you know, really first time, I said, Father, read this. And he read it and he looked at me and he says, a human didn't write this. I said, why do you say that? He says, humans don't think like this. I said, well, who wrote it? And he said, God wrote this. And now he never really studied Louisa. But what he saw was what Jesus is teaching us is a divine understanding. And Jesus said, this is so much light that with those that haven't really entered into this to be taught as God is teaching. Now, my priest friend, he understood this. He said, it will be blinding light, very hard to understand, very hard to comprehend at this point, because listen to what Jesus says. Now he's talking about these rays that are coming into us from the divine will. They're intertwined with the little light, the little flame of our soul, and bound to the innumerable rays, the adorable majesty of God is there. And it seems, she says, like a birth from that light, the newborn. That's what Louisa possessed, and nourish themselves with that light. They're feeding. It's like breastfeeding this light that comes from God to be formed as a life of light. Remember, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. Now he's showing us how and why this is going to take place. And then they grow. This nurturing from God grows as God wants them to grow. So what we have, and this is what St. Louis de Montfort says, in the final days, there'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world. And it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. So what is this nothingness? This nothingness is to allow God to transform us, transmute us, as he says to Louisa. Transmutation is the inside and the outside of an element is changed into a completely different element. This body that we have is food for worms. This body is going to be changed. This is why we, in the creed, we say we believe in the resurrection of the dead. This glorious life that's coming to humanity is what Adam lost. And now we can receive this glorious life again because of what God breathed into Louisa. Here is a human who now lives this light, this life, this love of God. So when we read the Book of Heaven, don't limit God. You're going to be overwhelmed at times like this when you read this. And it's not to say, well, I don't want it. I don't understand it, so I don't want it. No, it's let it be done as you say. When the angel came to the Blessed Mother and said, you are going to be the mother of God, she says, I've already vowed a life of virginity. I'm not going to know man. I don't know man. How can I become the mother? And it was just, it's a simple question. How can I help God do what he wants with me? because I'm not going to be a mother normally, if you want to say, like a normal woman. And the angel said, it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. She said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. She didn't comprehend what that meant. She said fiat, and then God did 100% of the work. It's the same thing with the divine will. When we say yes to God, God goes, good, get out of my way. He says this to Louisa, let me do this. He constantly say, let me do this, Louisa. I'm going to do this. And so what the saints have done is built house, you know, convents, rectories, churches, monasteries, hospitals, orphanages. This Jesus is building this. Jesus is doing this. Because this is what sanctification is. When somebody says to me, well, I'm doing divine things in the divine will. No, you're not. Jesus is doing that in you. And it seems as if you are, but it's Jesus. It's not us. It's Saint Jesus. Breathe in my breathing. Beat in my heart beating. Gaze in my gazing. Listen in my listening. We're asking Jesus to do this. This is what she means when she says, I abandon all of myself in the supreme fiat. I am nothing. God is everything. Lord, I trust in you. I believe in you. I hope in you. I have confidence in you. You are doing this, not me. And then what happens at that point is we're using our free will to choose. Do I want to continue to live in my human will, which is going to confession each week? Or do I want to live in the divine will where God is reigning? It's Our Lady lived in the divine will. The new Adam and the new Eve lived in the divine will. She says, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. Jesus said, Father, not my will, but your will be done. He never gave life to his human will. Our Lady never gave life to her human will. And this is what they taught Louisa. And now Jesus is teaching us that. So she says, while I was all immersed in what was present to my mind. Okay, so Jesus is showing Louisa that which is he's revealing to her. She said, my beloved Jesus told me, my daughter of my divine volition, Louisa, look at this immense light. It is nothing other the emanation of our will from the center of our divine being. So here, this becoming aware is what God wants for us. Look at this light. Enter into this light. Participate in this light. It is coming from our divine will, the center of our divine being. See, this image and likeness of God that God wants us to possess is really what Adam had. It's the life of Jesus, it's the life of Mary. The saints taught us to do the will of God. Now Jesus is saying, look, enter into this. This is where I, God, have called you to live, in the center of our divine being. So he says, then he teaches Louisa, and he teaches us, as we, triune God, pronounce the fiat, it extended to form each created thing with its creative strength. So this is the divine strength of God. As God pronounced fiat lux, everything came into being. Everything came into being. When Our Lady said fiat mihi, the incarnation took place. God became man. The incarnation started. We're at that fiat, that yes. And now Jesus says, in the Our Father, we say, fiat voluntas tua. May your kingdom reign in this dearth, this dust on earth, as it is in heaven. So as we pronounce the fiat, the triune God, as Mary pronounced the fiat, as now we pronounce the fiat, we're learning from Jesus and Mary how to say fiat. Let it be done as you say. Say, it's extending to form each created thing with its divine creative strength so that nothing may go from inside its light. Nothing, you won't lose anything from what is begun inside this divine light. I don't know if you've read recently, but they said that each conception, there's a spark of light. Each conception of each child is a spark of light. And Jesus teaches us that what he wants from us is to begin our whole life one with God. We are that spark. He breathes into us that spark of life to each and every soul. And now he's asking us to participate in that light. So he says, look at this light. When we pronounce the fiat, each created thing received its creative strength so that nothing will ever go out from inside this light. So this means we are one with God, fused with God. And it kept within itself what it issued from our creative hand. So this spark of light that happens with each soul that's conceived, nothing will go out from inside this light. Because why? It kept within itself what was issued from God, from our creative hands. So what God has planned for us is to be in his image and likeness. And even though Adam has sinned, Jesus came to redeem. He paid the price, shed every drop of blood. Mary came with him, and her heart was pierced with a sword like his heart was pierced with a lance. And now they gave this to Louisa. Why? So that humanity can once again begin to live this life. So as Jesus says, Jesus and Mary have done the will of God for redemption. And now he says we need a human to begin where Adam wasn't the son of God. Adam wasn't the mother of God. Now we begin again where Adam failed. It's a new beginning for humanity. So what is coming? And this is why we've entered the seventh millennium, the 3,000 years since Jesus was here. It's the 2,000 years. Now we've entered the 3,000th year. But before that, there was 4,000 years waiting for the Messiah. So we've entered into that 7,000th year, which is a day is like a 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like a day. This is the day of rest. This is where God rests with his people. Finally, we're here to what God has planned from the beginning. If Adam didn't sin, you would not have needed Jesus and Mary to redeem. You would not have needed Louisa to bring about sanctification, because all of that would have been with Adam. I mean, God had it all planned. But when Adam failed to obey, when he was unfaithful and disobeyed, that's why we are called to be faithful and obedient to Christ and his church. The more we are faithful and obedient to Christ and his church, the happier we are. This light, this life, this love of God is ours if we wish. So Jesus says this. So those intertwining with these rays of our divine light that you see, Louisa, and God wants us to see this. If we can't see it with our own eyes, we're trusting that Louisa has seen it for us. Okay. Those with the intertwining with the rays of our delight, our divine light that you see, Louisa, are nothing other than all created things. This spark of life in the souls is we belong to God, and God is going to get what he has planned. God wins. The evil one can't win. He knows his time is over. He knows his time is up. The prayer that Jesus taught us 2,000 years ago, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Jesus tells Louisa, is a divine decree, and it's being fulfilled. Little by little, especially by the souls now who are living, who have the book of heaven and are reading and studying and putting into practice what Jesus said. As my priest friend said, no human wrote this. No human thinks like this. This is how God thinks. This is what God has planned. So this new beginning that's coming for all of humanity is in black and white. It's you can read it if you wish. You can listen to it if you wish. He's not going to twist our arm. This is the gift of gifts. And Jesus says to Louisa, the greatest gift that I gave to my apostles, to my disciples when I was alive, is when I said, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. And the disciples said, this is a hard saying. And then it says right after that, almost everyone walked away from him. They said, I can't do this. Then he turned to his apostles, are you going to go? And Peter, the Holy Father, said, where can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We know you're the Messiah. Where can we go? It's the same thing here. With this book of heaven, what Jesus teaches us, there are some who say, I can't do this. I don't. Why didn't Thomas Aquinas talk about this? He did in a way. He said, what I've written, he never finished the Summa. What I've written is mere straw compared to what God is going to do. And I think what God gave him was a glimpse of the book of heaven, because he never finished the Summa. I mean, in a way, he said, there's more coming. Even John of the Cross said that. There's more coming. That's why even Teresa Lisieux said, I want to be alive at the final days, because what God is going to be doing at that time is going to be glorious. It's if you really think about it, what God is sharing with us is a share in divinity, teaching us how to embrace this light, how to embrace light. So he says, this is what Jesus says. So those intertwining with the rays of our light that you see are nothing other than all created things. Some of them are as though in custody within our light, so that they may not suffer any change. Others, these are the creatures who shall live in our divine will. He says to Louisa, I love this saying, at the consecration, I normally pray for all the souls who must live in the divine will. This is what Jesus says. Other souls who live in our divine will, as he said, often must live in our divine will, are not only in custody, but in the act of receiving continuously from God. What does that mean? He is the vine, we are the branches. There's no way that we can live separate from Jesus. We are receiving continuously from God this divine life that he wants us to enter into. Because now is the time that Jesus says that I'm going to bring about sanctification. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming through what God has given to Louisa, this fire from heaven, which is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that's coming from heaven, is close. It's very, very close. And our God is asking us to really begin to embrace this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. But we're here for a very short period of time. And the great thing is, in our lifetime, God has given us this miracle of Louisa, this miracle of the divine will. And he's saying to us, it's yours if you want it. All you have to say is what Our Lady said for the incarnation. Fiat. When we begin to say fiat voluntas tua, may your kingdom reign in us, this dust on earth as it is in heaven. God goes, good, I'll begin to do this. Now, the fullness of this, like I've said before, is not here yet. That's, Jesus talks about that throughout the book of heaven. And he says, when that day comes, the whole world is going to shake, going to be jumping up and down in joy. It's going to be ecstasy for some. For others, it will be the wailing and grinding of teeth, because they don't want this. They want their life. They want their misery. And so Jesus is offering this to us. And he's really asking us, if you want this, I can do this for you. Jesus says, he's God. We can't do it. There's nothing that we can do, but we can say yes to God and it can be accomplished. So Jesus says, basically, again, that these creatures, there's not going to be any change for this light, that which is the custody of our divine light. He says, but they're creatures who must live in our divine will, not only in custody, but of receiving continuously from God. He is the vine, we are the branches. In order to grow, to nourish themselves with what? With divine light. And form with their little lights, this little spark that God has given us at conception, intertwining with the very divine will of God, so as to let it operate in the little, this little flame, this little light that we are. And what is God doing? He says, I want this flame to be enlarged. I want you to participate in the sun, S-U-N, of God. And that's why when we listen to Padre Pio, he says, Luisa is a second sun that's going to give light and life to everyone and everything. So who is this Luisa Picaretta? He says the world and the church will focus on Luisa Picaretta in the third millennium. This focusing of on Luisa is not for the sake of Luisa. It's for our sake. Jesus is giving us the way and the means with the book of heaven that Jesus dictated and Mary just dictated to Luisa as she puts this down on paper, as we read it, as we study it, as we put this into practice. We're receiving continuously from God each day. Every day that you read, God is filling us to overflowing. And it's like Thanksgiving. I mean, we've all experienced this. I ate too much. You know, it's when we read and read, it's just like we're filled. And then the next day we're longing for more. So we're feeding ourselves continuously from God as God teaches us, leads us, guides us with the way and the how he taught Luisa. So in order to grow, to nourish themselves with this light, to form with their little lights, this little flame of faith, intertwining with a very divine volition so as to let them operate in the little light. So God is there with us. And this is the beauty of this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. It is so magnificent that our Lord has blessed us at this time with this light, this life, this love of God. Every day when we read, we're diving into this infinite ocean. We're intertwining ourselves. He calls it braiding. When you have the life of Jesus, the life of Mary, now with the life of Luisa, we link ourselves with Luisa. So this braiding takes place. And what happens is these three branches, if you want to say, become one. And this is what God wants. He wants us to begin to live this abundant life. He wants us to begin to live this Catholic life, this universal life that Adam lost, this universal life that God has given to us. This Catholic life that God has given to us is the life, the light, the love of God for all of humanity. There's not many religions. That would be, God wouldn't do that. There is this universal life that he has breathed into Adam. There's this universal life that he has given to us. Thank God we're Catholic. It was a great blessing for us. I mean, we have Our Lady. You know, this Catholic life shows us that she is Theotokos, Mother of God. We know that Jesus is the new Adam, and we know Mary is the new Eve, and we know now the newborn, the firstborn, who possesses this gift, and now all of humanity can begin to live this abundant life once we understand Luisa, once we embrace Luisa. So this is what Jesus is saying. I mean, listen to him. Listen to what he says. It's very, very clear. We're not to live in the divine will, to when God gives us the spark of life, this is what he wants, are not only in custody, but active receiving continuously every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word, every deed, one from God, in order to grow and nourish themselves with this divine light of God, this divine life of God, this divine love of God. That's where we belong. We are not supposed to be separated from God in any way, shape, or form. To form with their little flame, their little I love you, their little faith, intertwining with that very divine life of God that Jesus and Mary possess, that they've given to Luisa, and we're one with Luisa. So we braid ourselves with this life, this light, this love of God, of Jesus and Mary, so as to let it operate in our little light. So what does that mean? That means for all eternity, this light that Jesus has given to us from the moment of conception, this spark of light, this little faith, it's going to grow continuously for all eternity. And in 100,000 million years from now, when that flame is participating in the sun, S-U-N, of God. That's why the Vatican book that came out on Luisa says, the sun, S-U-N, of my divine will. This is Jesus speaking. The sun of my divine will is Luisa Picaretta. I put the is there, but the son of my divine will, Luisa Picaretta, that's what it says. And when we really begin to understand this gift, we begin to desire to read more, to study more, to put into practice more of these truths, these blessings, these this love of God, diving into the infinite ocean of God every day. And swimming out deeper and deeper and deeper into, is he finally, Jesus says to Luisa, I don't want you to ever leave. I want you to participate in my divine love for eternity. I never want you to leave. So it's this fiat that we give to God, this yes to God of what he is asking of us is necessary. And that's why if you read right for the very, very first line, it is necessary. I abandon all of myself. This is what is necessary. This is what God is asking of us, to be intertwined with this divine light, to, as he says, a birth from that same light, to be fed by that same light, to our intellect, memory, and will are becoming one with God. Our intellect beginning to see things from a divine perspective. That's why he says, look at this. Do you see what's before you? And as we read, our interior eyes, if you want to say, are beginning to see clearly what God wants us to do. So your intellect is changing. Your memory, a lot of people, I mean, how many people say, oh, they did this to me. They said that against my family. They did this to my nation. Our memory is of Jesus and Mary. How did they live? And this is what we want. This is the family, the little family of Nazareth that we want to begin to live, this life of Jesus, this life of Mary. So finally, we get to the human will. We want to surrender our human will so we can begin to live in our divine, in God's divine will. Again, our human will is when we go to confession each week. It's the misery of humanity. And Jesus says, I want to free you of that so that you can begin to live this abundant life. So as Jesus shows us, he says, so these little lights give the field, give the way, the how, the why God is going to do this to our divine will. We give our fiat to the Lord. Let it be done as you say. He says, and these little lights, these sparks of life when we are conceived, this little faith that we have, give to this field that God is going to nurture. He's going to develop. He's going to bring about a new beginning for humanity, which is not new at all. It's what Adam had before the fall. It's the true life of Jesus. It's the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. These little lights give the field to our divine fiat to render it continuously operating in the soul. God is doing this. He's, you know, some people say, oh, you got a green thumb. Look at your plants. God's got the green thumb, and he's going to continuously operate in us. Breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, sing in my singing, dance in my dancing. And it seems that they give, these souls give us, triune God, something to do. And they let us, triune God, continue the work that with so much love, the triune God started in creation. So God is saying, when we desire to live in the divine will, it's almost as like we're giving God something to do. What is he doing? He's breathing in us. He's beating in our heart beatings. We have given him permission to reign in us. We have given him permission to lead us, guide us, direct us in the divine. Remember, St. Peter said that in his epistle, we are called to be divinized. This is what God wants. That's why the priest every day at Holy Mass puts a drop of water in the chalice, because the drop of water is, may we share in the divinity of Christ. It says, it seems as if these children give us, Triune God, something to do, and they let us, Triune God, continue the work with so much love. We, Triune God, began in creation. And he says this, and when the creature, that's us, hopefully, that when the soul gives us the occasion to continue our work, giving us, Triune God, the freedom to operate within her little light, the spark of light, the spark of love, this faith that he has given us. When the creature gives us, when the soul gives us the occasion to continue our work, giving us the freedom to operate within the soul, within that little light, we, Triune God, are so pleased with the soul that we render the little light operating together with our divine work. We are so pleased that the soul says, yes, I want to enter into this gift. We render that little light operating together with our work. So it's that flame entering into the Son of God, that flame entering, participate in the way God operates. Okay, so it seems as if we're breathing. Because we say, I give you my heartbeat, I give you my breath. You beat in my heartbeat, and you breathe in my breathing. You sing in my singing, you dance. I want you, Lord, to operate one with me. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do anything human anymore. I want to do everything in the divine will. This is abandoning ourselves in the divine will. We want nothing to do with the human. We only want to embrace this in the divine. So what God is showing us, what God is asking us to do, is to really begin to live the life of Jesus and Mary. Jesus, you gaze in my gazing. Mary, you gaze in my gazing. Jesus, Mary, beat in my heart beating. Jesus and Mary, breathe in my breathing, dance in my dancing, sing in my singing. I want to have you, Jesus, as my new Adam. I want you, Mary, to be my Eve, new Eve. I want what you gave to Louisa. And God goes, good, I want this too. We are so pleased that we, Triune God, render the little light operating together with our divine work. And therefore, he says, we, Triune God, do not feel isolated, separated from the creature, from the part of the creature. But we, Triune God, enjoy the beauty of the soul's company. And she, the soul, enjoys our own company. We become one with God, fused with God. This is what the divine will is. It's about entering into this life that God originally planned for Adam. And again, it's not the fullness. Like Jesus says, you need great grace to get into this. So what is happening? We're dying to our ego and our will. We do this every day. I don't want to, and that's why we do our prevenient act in the morning and our actual acts throughout the day. Say, for example, you're washing the dishes at 2 in the afternoon. Jesus says, why are you washing the dishes? Oh, Lord, I want to wash in the divine will. Wash these dishes, each thing, each bubble. I love you. I praise you. I thank you. I bless you. What happens is you're entering into this life that Jesus possesses, that Mary possesses, that they breathe into Louisa. So what happens is, as Jesus says, we, Triune God, are so pleased with the soul who wants to live in the divine will that we render this little light, this flame, this spark of light operating together with our divine work, and we do not feel isolated on the part of humanity. But we enjoy the beauty of this little soul's company, and this soul begins to enjoy our own life, light, love. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.